dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the War of Ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm your guest host, Kyle Scheidler, Director of the Threat Information Office at the Center for Security Policy. I'll be filling in for my boss, your host, Frank Gaffney, as we conduct this intelligence briefing in the latest in the war for the free world.
Let's get started right away. A massive cyber attack on Friday broke out across the globe. Dozens of countries affected. Thousands of users facing a ransomware called WannaCry. As many as 200,000 computers affected. People locked out of their data unless they pay the cyber thieves what they want. How do we deal with these cyber threats, and how can you protect yourself? To discuss this, joining me now, Mike Daltrey, author of Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine and just the man to talk to on this subject. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. So far, my computer is not affected, so we're able to do this show. But talk to us a little bit about what WannaCry is, how it works.
Well, it really starts with the fact that it was a backdoor vulnerability created an opportunity to create WannaCry, which is really what we would call it, a ransom worm. It can infiltrate your network if you have the stage set by not having your Windows operating system updated, so that the backdoor is still open. And then if it'll promulgate throughout your network, if you inadvertently open something or click something, and it will freeze your files and immediately default into saying time to pay to play. You know, the thing about this is we don't have to be a computer expert to use our computer, but we do need to know basic hygiene to be proactive, because we can't know everything that's going wrong, all wrong in cyberspace. I mean, you could argue the original sin here is in two places. It's with the NSA somehow, some way, demanding to have these back doors open, and then being vulnerable as having this information taken and then being published so that the vulnerability was announced. And then you could point a finger maybe to the manufacturers, Microsoft, because they stopped supporting older legacy operating systems, and you could say it's to, you know, force you to start using the newer stuff. But that's not so great when something like this is all over. So they have, the second they understood about what could happen, they put automatic patches within their automatic updates for the newer systems, and they put a patch out for like XP or Windows 2000, but you had to know to go get that. So, 200,000 sounds like a big number. It could have been way, way, way worse, because there's millions and millions of machines out there. But, you know, it just shows how close and interrelated we all are all over the world. It's been an amazing fire drill and quite a lesson.
So one of the things that's noteworthy, I think, about this incident is how global it was in scope. We have machines in China, machines in Russia reporting the ransomware. The NHS in Britain reportedly affected. What do we know in terms of attribution? Do we know who's responsible for this?
Well, the fingers have been pointing to North Korea the past 24 hours. It seemed, who wants to be a world troublemaker? This was not, who knows over time? I don't work for government investigators, so, my guess is based on what I see in the press, and it still is just an educated guess. However, one thing to note about this is petty thievery and a global harassment. It was not, attacking a political stage. It just went after everybody. It didn't go after a specific country or anything like that. It was just, it does fit with North Korea, who seems to have this insecure need to have their presence known, and wants to just be a fly in the ointment, as they were within the Sony hack. But we don't quite know yet. But it does also show how small a world this has become. And I can't wait to see the data on how many legacy systems really were involved in this versus the more newer Windows operating systems and the health of those local economies. Why was the British health care system the first to get hit? Did they not update because of money? Did they not have the requirements? Did they not have the training? Or was it because they had complex software that you could only work with older systems? I mean, there's many reasons why people have older systems and don't auto update, and some of them are not to be criticized. So I can't wait to see the real specifics once we have more time to analyze.
One of the things I think that's interesting about the interconnectedness is it also leads to there being no one really to say, okay, the buck stops here and this is our responsibility. You have Microsoft President Brad Smith apparently blaming the National Security Agency for having this exploit unplugged. But as you pointed out yourself, Microsoft does not go entirely blameless. In terms of the national cyber infrastructure, how do we look at figuring out this public-private partnership in terms of who to hold responsible when something goes wrong?
Well, you said two important words there, like partnership and responsible. And it's funny because I'm at the Global Summit right now in London, and that's what we're talking about just this morning. As we're going to go from blame, or are we going to be partners? This is an early growing revolution in technology. It is going to be just normally erratic. Going for the blame game hurts really cross development and trust. You can't legislate trust. You only have to earn and develop trust. So if the government wants to work on making people better without blame, you will see a pattern of many more people coming forward proactively to discuss the weaknesses. Europe seems to be farther ahead than the United States in doing this. The United States is all about bully regulation and head on a spike, and then other people within, the community, like Microsoft, blaming. And that, in my estimation, was a very good offense to play defense. or say good defense by playing offense, because look, there's no one that's totally blameless, but we have to look at where we are in the big picture. And honestly, this thing has been on its own. It's just, technology and the internet is an unwieldy beast at this point, and mistakes can be made, and it's not going away. And, hindsight is always clear as a bell. And I think we just never paid enough attention to security at the root level. And security at the root level would start with the hardware and software vendors.
You mentioned this revolution that we're looking at. And of course, things are only going to get more complicated. They're talking about the Internet of Things. Are we looking at a world where I may have to pay some black hat hacker in Russia in order to use my ice machine on my refrigerator? What's the end state here?
Well, that's an interesting point. And we actually talked about that this morning as well. Social pressure to make sure that your product is safe before it leaves the factory, and market pressure is where that's going to have to come from. And it'll happen. I mean, there now is, billions on the table in business opportunity to be made by solving these problems proactively. And once that gets done, I mean, I truly believe this will be an unfortunate chapter, but it will close. We're just behind in the security vulnerabilities because we didn't pay attention to them. I mean, what used to happen, Microsoft included, is we'd just, get it. Customers would want it fast, toss it out there, and then you'd find out what was buggy and you'd fix it. Oh, well. But, once it hit globally and all these bad guys are out there and you're talking big cash, it's a different story. And, again, this is an interesting this is an interesting example how more intertwined we are. It's just, you know, this is a tiny world right now. And honestly, I think we're lucky we didn't get worse off.
Well, Mike, on that cheery note, we appreciate your assistance in helping us walk through this. Thank you very much. That was Mike Daughtry of Cyber Defense Magazine talking about the ransomware WannaCry. And we appreciate you weighing in here on Secure Freedom Radio.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.